It is never easy to say goodbye. But, at least in English, we have many ways to do so. For my final Everyday Grammar, I want to share the many ways to say goodbye in English. There are polite or formal ways. There are also ways we can say goodbye in everyday conversation, including fun slang that you can use. Goodbye is believed to have come from the expression, "God be with ye," about 500 years ago. Ye is an old form of you. Over time, God became good. Today, the expression is for wishing someone well when you are leaving. Goodbye is probably the most common way to say this. Shorter forms include bye and bye-bye. If you enjoy the 1990s pop band NSYNC, you can say bye-bye-bye. It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie. Baby, bye-bye-bye.
When you part with someone and you want to wish them a good time, you can use this general structure. Have plus a plus adjective plus period of time. Have a good night. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a nice day. Have is in the imperative form of the verb. The imperative form gives instructions, directions, or commands. Imperative sentences use the base form of the verb. If parting ways with someone during the night time, we combine good with night to wish someone a good night. We use this expression usually when going to sleep at night. I always say good night to everyone in my house before bedtime. We use other command forms in formal settings to say goodbye. Take care of yourself is meant to wish someone physical or emotional health. If we have enjoyed our time with someone, we can say, "It was a pleasure speaking with you." It plus form of be in present or past tense, plus article and noun or adjective, plus gerund, plus with you. It was great seeing you this weekend. We can also say that we look forward to seeing or speaking with someone. This expression suggests hope for the future. I look forward to our next meeting. I look forward to seeing you then. I look forward to speaking with you. Shorter forms of this expression include a sentence with will. I will see you then. See you then. Speak to you then.
When speaking with friends and family, you can use informal ways to communicate leaving. Shorter forms like see you are said even more conversationally when you becomes ya in fast speech. We can combine the expression with an adverb to say when we will see someone in the future. See you soon. See you later. See you around. Catch you later. Catch you later. To express a similar meaning, we can use a prepositional phrase with until. There is no subject or object, just the preposition is used. Until plus time expression. Until then. Until Tuesday. Until next week. If you need to leave quickly, you can use these expressions. Gotta is a contraction that is used in everyday speech. I've got to go. I've gotta go. I'm heading off.
If you want someone to connect with you in the future, you can use these. Don't be a stranger. Keep in touch. If someone is leaving you on a trip, you can wish them a safe journey. Have a safe trip. Drive safely. Drive safe. Safe travels. Note that in drive safe, safe is what is sometimes called a flat adverb. These are older adverb forms in English that do not use the ly ending. Phrases sleep tight or go slow are examples. Another expression that uses a flat adverb is take it easy. And lastly, if you must leave quickly, you can use the expression, I've got to hit the road. I gotta hit the road. We often use it when we are going to drive somewhere, but we can use it for other means of travel. Finally, we have a few slang words that are used very informally in speech, especially by some groups of people. Slang is often spoken by young people and is generational, meaning that each new generation has its own slang. Remember, using slang is very informal and not a good idea in groups of people who are of several different age groups.
From the expression, see you later, we get the one-word slang expression, later. You can use this word by itself or with the person's name. Later. Later, John. We also have the expression, I'm out of here. We can make this even more informal by shortening out of to outa. I'm outa here. One of my favorite expressions was often heard in 1990s and early 2000s hip-hop music. Bounce. According to Urban Dictionary, to bounce means to leave and go somewhere else better or quickly. A song by Destiny's Child, Say My Name, uses this expression. See, you gotta bounce when 2 seconds ago you said you just got in the house. In today's Everyday Grammar, we talked about different expressions we can use to say goodbye. Many goodbye expressions in both formal and everyday language use the imperative form. We also looked at some fun slang words for goodbye. I wanted to thank our audience for the past 2 years here at VOA Learning English. This might not be goodbye. Maybe it's just see you later. Take care. I'm Faith Perlow.
And I'm John Russell.